Welcome to the very first episode of Ray Wave. I'm your host, Sarah Sabatier, and I'm a junior at Miami High. I'm so excited to be launching this podcast because I really want to talk about the things that are important to us. And I want to share people's experiences so that we could have a better understanding of things that just happen in life. Because high school isn't just about academics. It impacts our social lives as well and kind of shapes who we are for the rest of our lives. So saying all of that, this past week, I've really been thinking about relationships in high school. You know, I'm walking through the halls and I see a bunch of relationships. I see a bunch of couples. And the first thing that always pops into my head is those videos like on Instagram or TikTok that just like there's like a guy and he goes up to a random couple and he's like, oh, are you guys dating? Are you guys dating? And they're like, oh, yeah, we're dating. Da, da, da. And he goes right into it and he's like, oh, if you guys are dating and you trust each other, swap phones right now. And I don't know why, but that's the first thing that I think of. And as a generation, that's like very normalized, like going through each other's phones. What exactly are you gonna find? Obviously, the main thing is if your partner is cheating on you, but there are different levels of cheating. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. I don't know if any of you guys know what this is, but micro cheating is kind of like a new concept kind of created by social media. And basically what micro cheating is small emotional cheating rather than like physical cheating in a relationship. For example, let's say my friend Sophia had a boyfriend and her boyfriend was liking other girls' stories and bikini pics on Instagram. Sophia might feel very uncomfortable with this and feel like he's micro cheating on her, because having that wandering eye and looking at other girls while you're in a relationship is a little bit weird, because I feel like you should be committed to that person and shouldn't have that like sense of wanting other people. So like I said before, I've been thinking about micro cheating in relationships for the past week now. I've been going around and talking to people about what they actually think micro cheating is and if they even think it's real. For example, the other day I talked to my friend Lyra about this. She had a lot to say, as she hasn't micro cheated or been micro cheated on, but she's kind of been on the other side of that.
I have this friend where she used to date my ex-boyfriend, and during that time he would mention me a lot to her. She would compare her and me a lot because we would have the same interests, and he would remember certain aspects that she would do that reminded him of me, which my friend would tell me all about it, and I felt terrible for her because it's like, that's crazy, he's still talking about me when he should be all focused about you.
How do you think that affected her in the relationship?
It affected her, like her mental health was already bad, and so it drained her even more. I was there on the other side, supporting her through the whole thing, and she wasn't as happy as she used to be because of that relationship.
And I feel like a lot of people say that micro cheating isn't real. What do you say to that?
I think it's definitely real, because no matter what, you're thinking of someone else that isn't your girlfriend or boyfriend. Like, why would you think of anyone else besides your significant other? That's weird, and that's very immature.
Honestly, I think that situation is really crazy, and I would consider it micro cheating because I wouldn't want my boyfriend to be talking about his ex-girlfriend to me all the time. I just think that if you're not over the person that you dated before and you started dating somebody else, I just think that's really dumb, because you're still stuck on somebody else and you're on to the next person, but you're not over the last person. So how do you expect that new relationship to be successful if you're not over the last person and you're talking about the last person? Your girlfriend or your boyfriend does not want to be hearing about the last person that you dated, because what that leads up to is comparing yourself constantly to that person, and you're basically like, oh, my boyfriend always talks about his ex-girlfriend, like maybe I should be more like her and he'll start liking me more, da, 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 da. Like, that is not a good mindset to have. What I'm trying to say is that I do consider Leary's situation micro cheating, and it wasn't her fault. I mean, I feel like she had no part in it. Him talking about her so much resulted in them breaking up, because like I said before, it affects your self-image and your perception of yourself and your mental state, honestly, because all you really want is your boyfriend to like you. In my opinion, he didn't really like her. As I mentioned, I talked to a lot of people about micro cheating because I wanted to get different perspectives and find out if people are even aware about what micro cheating is. So I talked to another student that wanted to remain anonymous, and he basically explained a situation that he was in which he was the one being micro cheated on.
When I was in a relationship, the girl I was with was real touchy with several guys, and I felt really uncomfortable.
How do you think that affected your self-esteem?
I feel like it was heavily affected. It seemed like I was not cared for.
Personally, I think being overly touchy and overly nice and overly friendly with somebody else that's not your partner, I feel like that is disrespectful. There's like a scale to this. Being friendly and nice and just, you know, being a nice person, and then on the other side of that, being friendly and overly touchy and having the wrong intentions when you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, I do consider that to be micro cheating. I wouldn't want my boyfriend to be, you know, touching other girls like that, holding hands with other girls. Like, that's a given. I feel like that's a given. I wouldn't want my boyfriend to be giving other girls hints or like giving them a chance while being in a relationship with me. Because that just makes no sense. You're already in a relationship with me. Why are you trying to get with other girls? Like, that doesn't really make sense to me. So yeah, I do consider that micro cheating because it's like having that wandering eye and having options. Why are you having options while you're in a relationship already? And I wouldn't handle that disrespect and I just end it. So I feel like micro cheating is very real because at the end of the day, it affects your relationship heavily. And for example, I spoke to Triana Suarez and she kept it short and simple when I asked her if she would ever forgive micro cheating.
No, because if someone could do something once, they could do it again. That's like my mindset.
That's her mindset, and that's a mindset that we all need to have. You can't forgive cheating or micro cheating because at the end of the day, they are never gonna change. I don't think that unless they really, really want to, they're not gonna change. If they really weren't gonna do it again, they wouldn't have done it in the first place. You know, that's my mindset. And we need to realize that, like, okay, we're in high school and we're gonna have relationships, but we can't let these small things have such a hold on us that it just affects the way that we see ourselves. And if you can't leave the relationship or you don't wanna end it because you truly think that your boyfriend or your girlfriend are gonna change, the number one thing is to make them talk about it, because communication is key, and honestly, that's all there is to it. Because if you're not talking about it, how do you expect your problem to be solved? And to end it all off, the key takeaway to all of this is to not normalize micro cheating or just cheating in general. Because as mentioned before, relationships are built on trust and communication. And if there's no trust and there's no communication, what is there? Well, things, that's it for today's episode. And remember, if you have any ideas or topics or you'd like to come on the podcast to share your experience, please let us know at RayWaveFM on Instagram. And make sure to stay tuned for the next episode of RayWave.